inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we get a primer on planting seed potatoes, or at least checking them out. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Yes, Matt, and still waiting for spring.
It hasn't happened yet, has it?
It has. We have some brief indications of it. I do have primroses that are flowering, the drumsticks. They're coming slowly, but from everything I hear and see around town, I'm one of the lucky few.
Was the ground still frozen?
Oh, well, in places, definitely. Yesterday I was working above Twin Lakes thinking I could plant a tree, and took the old one, actually snapped the old one off, and went to dig it out. Turns out the ground was still frozen 6 inches deep. So I just left the hole open, and this lovely rain we're having maybe will slowly thaw it out. I guess that tree is going to have to wait a little bit.
Why don't you just start a bonfire in the hole? Maybe wouldn't that do the trick?
Yeah, that might. Unfortunately, there's other plants around it that would be detrimentally affected by
gotcha.
That. So
gotcha.
We don't want to, it's definitely low fire danger, however, around here.
Before we get to seed potatoes, though, there's some stuff that we should be planting indoors and we should be preparing for planting outdoors when it does start to thaw out a little bit more, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's time. We don't want to start things too early, and there's some things like my tomatoes that are they're up to the lights now, and it's going to be quite a while before they go out, I'm afraid, because my greenhouse is not warming up either. But cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, that sort of thing, can be started indoors under lights or in a, bright window, I guess, and make sure you keep rotating them so they get even light. But the cool weather crops, and again, I am not starting cucumbers or zucchinis yet until I see that 10-day forecast that maybe is saying it's going to stay above 55 degrees with some sunshine to warm up my greenhouse.
Now, for the spinach and kale, we should probably wait a while before we start planting those outside.
Well, the spinach at least, no, you really want to get them in the ground because they will sprout as soon as the soil does warm up a little bit. It doesn't have to warm that much. 45 to 50 degrees soil for spinach, they will sprout. And the problem is if you wait too late, it will just sprout and they will immediately go to bolting because we've got 15 and a half hours of day length already. We may not have great spinach this spring because of that, because of the cold. But the kale will sprout as well as the other mustard greens and that sort of thing. Unfortunately, a lot of those will probably also bolt fairly quickly because they are more sensitive to the long daylight hours.
Now, I've noticed a lot of retailers, or at least a few retailers in town, have been selling those seed potatoes again this year. What should we be looking for when we pick those out?
Yeah, I've got 200 pounds in the back of one of my Subarus here, and they are holding very well. This stuff that we brought in from Palmer, from the Matanuska Valley, as others folks have also. And those potatoes have very tiny sprouts on them, and even those in my root cellar have stayed nice and cold too. So we actually want to choose our seed potatoes, buy some nice, clean, firm, round potatoes, that don't show any obvious signs of scab or any sunken places. I guess that's the best way to call it, which may be an indication of past injury before they were put into storage. So we want some nice firm potatoes. I personally like the smaller ones better for planting whole, but if we take the big ones, we plan for cutting them later. Don't cut them way ahead of time, however. I wait usually the day I'm going to plant them to cut the large potatoes with a single eye, but bring them into a warmer place. I mean, 60 degrees or better, and light is fine, or if you keep them in paper bags is fine too, but if they start to warm up, then they will start to sprout, and if we can plant a potato with a 1-inch to 2-inch long sprout on them in warmer soil, then they will come out of the soil more quickly. We don't want to bury them too deep, and we don't want to be planting them in this cold, cold, cold soil because they will just sit there and perhaps rot in the soil.
What if you have some old potatoes in your root cellar or your crawl space that have like 4, 5, 6-inch sprouts already?
Well, it tells you that your space that you stored them was warmer than you thought, perhaps. But those can be planted also, and don't plant them just deep so the tip of the sprout is right at the surface of the soil, so you're down there 4 to 6 inches, again, in that colder soil. Better to lay them down horizontally, and your sprout, you will get more sprouts off of the, and roots, off of those long sprouts. And just, again, just barely cover them initially, throw the clear plastic back over them, and so, again, we take advantage of what little bit of warmth might be there. And then as they sprout up, then we talk about hilling. And we can, I suppose, we will be mentioning that when we finally get something sprouting out there.
Yeah, okay. Funk, technical term there. Okay, Ed, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Bajarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, weekly feature here on KTOO.
Pulling weeds.